This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, you've been talking for a few weeks about the wheels starting to fall off at Liverpool, and it was a disaster really at Wembley on Sunday. Not only the loss in that match against Aston Villa, but the manner of the defeat. They were comprehensively outplayed by Aston Villa.
They were shocking, but I mean, the reason I went for Villa, because Villa were in good form too, but Liverpool, that result has been coming for a long time, because they've been shocking for an awful long time. People got fooled by that 2-0 win over Newcastle, but you know, that form is totally devalued. They were awful against Blackburn in their match before in the Cup. It's a long time since I saw a good Liverpool performance. They're playing without confidence. Opposing teams are Shaqiri and Coutinho, who seems to be the only man with, you know, any ingenuity. And I just can't see how they're going to get anything from this game. Earlier in the week, they were odds on with Hills. I mean, that's got to be the worst bet in the world, and I've had a few of those. That was a shock. They've gone out to evens now. But who on earth would back Liverpool? I know they've got something to play for, i.e., you know, the chance of getting fourth place. But I don't even think the most ardent Liverpool fan thinks that's on the cards anymore. Especially as they've still got to play Chelsea as well, I think, Liverpool, haven't they? West Brom, you know, they stopped the rot. Two or three bad results they'd had. And then they stopped the rot big time against the bang-in-form Palace team last week. 1-2-0 at Palace. I just can't see anything other than a West Brom win here. I think Liverpool right now, like Newcastle, Liverpool and Newcastle are the teams you just want to oppose. And when you get nearly 3-1 for West Brom, fantastic, fantastic price.
11-4 West Brom. And just to elaborate on something Derek said, Tony Pulis knows how to set his teams up against Liverpool as well. You look at his record at home in the Premier League against Liverpool, he's 1-3 and drawn 3. So he knows how to combat Liverpool's strengths.
Yeah, he does. It's interesting, Derek, isn't it? Because if you're right and Villa, well, say, you know, I know it's a bit of a flyer, but if Villa were to beat Man City and Liverpool were to win here, there'd only be 4 points in it between Liverpool and Man City for that fourth spot. And, you know, look at Liverpool's running. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm just saying, really, for Liverpool fans and for the club, they should be looking at this and thinking, we can really have a go here. West Brom, Hull, QPR, they've got Chelsea, but Chelsea's probably won the title by then. In fact, they will have won the title by then, so you don't quite know if they'll be bang up for it. Palace as well, Stoke. I mean, not all those are winnable games, but there's a lot in there for Liverpool. I just don't see the motivation. There's nothing left. The disappointment must have been palpable after that FA Cup semi-final, not only for Gerrard, etc., but just, you know, that the season just fell away there. It was almost a given, I think, for a lot of Liverpool fans that I spoke to, that they were going to get to the final. So I think there might be a bit of a hangover from this. I was really surprised at West Brom's result last weekend. I can't call West Brom at the minute. I thought they would batten down the hatches against QPR and Leicester. They let in 4 and 3. Then they went to inform Palace and won 2-0. I'm struggling, really. I think anything could happen here. Honestly, I think it could be a 2-2. It could be anything. But I'm going to go for a man who's done me a few favours this season. That's Sadio Berahino to score. The traders never seem to reduce him much from around the 2-1 mark, to be fair. It's 19-10 to score here. West Brom, 10 to score. They scored in a lot of their home games. Scored against Man City, scored against Man United as well. So, you know, they've got goals in them. So, him to score. I think he's the sort of player, the arrogant kind of player, would look at Liverpool and think, yeah, they need a striker. I might be able to engineer myself a movie. One of those games where he plays out of his skin for one game only, just because it's a, you know, he could maybe court Liverpool a little bit. So, yeah, 19-10 for Berahino.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.